is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain.
What's up, yo? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. The Strain has returned. Season 4, right? Is that what it is? Season 4? It returned last Sunday on the 16th. Today is July 23rd. Normally, I do this recap show with my friend, Jesus, of dysfunctional.com. But when I talked to him earlier this week, I was like, hey, are you ready for The Strain? He's like, when does it come back on? I was like, you suck balls. I cannot believe you did not know that The Strain started last Sunday. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm just so busy. I'm so in Hollywood now. I've just been doing all these press junkets and premieres, and I'm just becoming all bougie. And I'm like, fine, Jesus, whatever. So then I text him last night, and I'm like, Jesus, hey, you watch The Strain, right? And he's like, no, but I could do it right now. And so I'm like, you suck balls once again. So today I'm knocking out stuff. And I texted him, I'm like, yo, you watch The Strain? He's like, I got 15 minutes. And I was like, you suck, you bastard. And then I hit him up and I'm like, okay, my pop's here. He's about to leave. Are you down? He's like, I'm not even anywhere close to a computer. I was like, you suck balls again. So once again, Jesus is not with us. So we're going to talk about Sunday's episode by myself. I'm just going to get my feelings. He'll be ready for tomorrow. Hopefully we can watch tonight's episode on FX, a brand new episode, and then tomorrow he and I can chop it up real quick and talk about The Strain. So this episode last Sunday was The Worm Turns, and I thought this was a pretty damn good premiere episode. I enjoyed it. How about you guys out there? The nuclear explosion has definitely left some darkness on the sky. It's like what called nuclear winter. So now the vamps can walk around with humans. It kind of reminded me of the 80s. I don't know. Some of y'all are probably too young for this. V. Y'all remember V? My grown folk remember that. If you haven't watched it, it's great. Like these aliens come and then they like, it gets crazy because I don't want to ruin it. Because even though it was like 30 years ago, I don't want to. Is it 30? Jesus Christ. I just don't want to ruin it for you guys. Yeah. So then we got the partnership, right? So it's like humans and the vamps interlocked and hanging out. It's almost kind of like True Blood with the vamps and the humans. I don't know. But still, I don't know. Then they got these freedom centers where, you know, humans can go there and get food and care. And then, of course, you know the master has got his little greasy little claws into everything. And he's trying to get blood. So there's definitely some kind of harvesting blood. And it's just like a conveyor belt of humans. I don't know. Can't wait to see the big, big process of this. But everybody's split up, it seems like, which I can't remember if it said how much time has been since the nuclear explosion. Zach, the stupid kid that set everything off. F seems to be, like, working solo, kind of, right? And it takes odd jobs. I guess it's trading now. If you have a service, I can trade you this and trade you that. So F is kind of like, I don't know what his deal is. Like, I can't believe he's wussing out. I mean, yeah, his son's the one that caused all this. But still, you would think he would try to make things right. I don't know. I still don't like F. I thought maybe I would get over him, but I'm not feeling it. Zach has gotten bigger, longer hair. He's living with the master and Eckhorst. Still got his little vamp sidekick next to him as well. I don't know about y'all, but It seems like Eckhorst is not very happy that Zach is getting all this love and attention, right? Like, he's not feeling it. And I'm wondering, but the master brought him back to life. But speaking of the master, I'm digging the look. I'm liking him way much better in old dude Daddy Warbucks' body. I think he looks cool that way. And then, of course, we find out later in this episode that it looks like he's kind of like grooming Zach because he wants to take over Zach's body, which once again, Eckhorst is not happy with that either. He's always just getting passed up, huh? So I don't know. I'm liking the master. I'm liking how he looks. Fett, it's good to see Fett. Fett's just a badass. He's got a new hot girlfriend, which she was in a movie. I can't remember, but it was kind of like a post-apocalyptic movie. Can't remember her name, but she's hot and she whoops ass. So it's good to see that he's got her. We didn't get to see the computer hacker or my boy The boxer. I can't remember. My mind's blank. Because it went blank because of that badass part, Quinlan. That part where the hillbilly country farmer hunter guys were about to take over Fett's woman and him and kill him. And then Quinlan comes out chopping heads and everything else. Best part of the episode. Swear to God. Best part of the episode. Quinlan is still a badass. Even though he got hit by a nuclear blast and slammed his body into a freaking tombstone, he's still a badass. Let's see what else. Zach shoots a tiger. Which I thought that was kind of pussy. And I agree with Eckhart. He shot him four times. Could have been one time. But it just kind of shows. It's kind of like the Emperor, right? With Luke and Anakin. Like, the Emperor is like, you get it? You feel me on this? Like, he can sense the darkness in this kid. Hence the reason why he wants to jump into his body. I don't know if Eckhart would allow that to happen. I don't know. When it comes down to it, I don't know if he would. It looks like F is hanging out with these rebels. Maybe those rebels will give him a little spunk in his life to kind of fix things since he's been kind of just on, you know, going on the down low and just chilling out and sleeping a lot. So maybe these rebels will help him out. I'm kind of curious to see how these rebels are. I'm not too impressed with them right now, but maybe they have more guns and more people. So we'll see in tonight's episode. Zach's got a little love interest, right? The little maid girl, she's kind of hot, but I don't think little vampire, the little sidekick, is going to allow that love to blossom because the little vamp was straight up looking like, I'm going to eat your ass because this is my man. It's kind of weird relationship, but this is my man and I'm going to eat you if you look at him. So I don't think she's going to live that long and I think Zach's going to get pissed off, but I don't see any love blossoming for Zach. Not at all. And then I was curious to see these farm chicks, these Amazon chicks, is all girls, and they don't like men. I really was hoping that Quinlan would come in and these girls would try something and he would just chop one head off so these girls would realize who they're messing with, but no, that didn't happen. So now at the end of this episode, they find that dude in there and he used to work at the silo, the nuke silo. So that's where they're going. They're going to find a nuke, and I guess they want to blow up the master or New York, which I don't know how they're going to do this. If they're going to get a nuke and they're going to blow up New York, that means there's a lot of human people that I just don't know. I don't know how this is going to – whose plan is this? I have no idea. I don't think they're thinking it out too much, but we'll see. We didn't get to see too much of Zekchekian. I never can say his name. He comes in a dream, in a vision, warns Fett, so I don't know. But you know what? It's cool. I'm glad we got a little piece of this and that and this. And I was happy with the premiere episode. I really was. So a thumbs up for that. I think tonight's episode is going to be, a little bit crazier, which I'm excited for. But yeah, that's about it, people. Thumbs up. Hey, Seuss, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm not even by a computer. Sorry, I'm so irresponsible. I'm all Hollywood.
All right, Jesus, maybe you'll join me for the next one. If not, it's just going to be me, people. All right, so if you want to check out some of my stuff, iWatchMike.com, that's my blog. And you can go there on the top, it says podcasts. And then you can click there and it'll show you all the stuff that I do right now. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff, Mike the Movie Guy, but everything's on my blog, iWatchMike.com, my Snapchat, my Instagram, my Twitter, my Facebook, all that good stuff. So make sure you check it out. Plus, like I always hint, sometimes I'll be throwing up giveaways, you know, movie screening passes, DVDs, all that good stuff. I got some stuff on the works coming up. So make sure you check out the blog, iWatchMike.com. Hey, Seuss, if you care about him, and you shouldn't, he should be in punishment, but he has a blog called dysfunctional.com. Make sure you check it out. He's always going to all these Hollywood parties and press junkets and blah, 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 and he's all Hollywood and everything else. So that's about it, people. And see what else. Shout out to the Strain Addicts. If you haven't checked them out on Facebook or Twitter, check them out if you're a fan of the Strain. Okay, people. All right. That's it. I will talk to y'all later. Have a good week. And don't forget tonight, brand new episode of The Strain on FX. Peace.
Battle has begun. An evil is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight. To save our civilization, fight or die.
The Strain.